Hey Rusty, I'm looking at your musical modeling for writing for piano, and this is really great. So, very good job. I think that you've made a lot of really good observations. I love the detail that you've gone into to really capture them. The use of the thumb line, for example. I'm so glad you know what a thumb line is. I know several people do know what a thumb line is, but a lot of people surprisingly do not. But anyway, I think this is a really good breakdown of what's going on here, and it suggests to me that you're going to be really solid in your piano writing, which is what I'm really excited about. I think that it's useful to comp, left, right, left, right, left, right. But the more that you can score the moment, which is what I was talking about in the vocal writing for the voice, which I felt like you didn't quite capture from my point of view. You mentioned actually down here at the bottom of your submission here, where all three pieces, the accompaniment sets up an environment or emotional setting up of each dramatic situation and develops within the moment. That's exactly what I'm talking about in the vocal writing. So I'm hopeful that you can really think about that in the vocal writing and then provide that in the piano writing, which I think you are going to do really well with. So I think this is such a great job, Rusty. So I'm encouraging you to move forward. I will watch for your assignments as you submit them so that we can go back and forth pretty quickly over the three different kinds of settings. Now, I need to tell you that the very first one needs to be a full setting. Sometimes people look at this unit and say, oh, three settings, I'll make the first one just completely vacant. First of all, I don't think that whole notes have a really great place in the musical theater because it's a rhythmic form and whole notes just don't have enough rhythm. So, at the very least, provide some comping, but I think there's a lot of room to even just write a truthful accompaniment for what you might like to do and then set it down for a day and then come back and expand on it. I think it's possible to do that. And so that's what this unit is about, and I really hope in good faith that you're going to be able to take that kind of approach. I know you're rushing to complete it. I don't think that you're going to have a problem completing this the music lab, so I'm not too worried about you with that regard. But so I hope you'll take the unit for what it's intended to be and really write a truthful accompaniment for your first one, for your simple setting. It can be really simple and yet really moving and really capture the emotion of the moment. And I don't mean to anticipate that you might not do that, but I just have had that experience. So I'm just sharing with you my experience and looking forward to yours. So I'll leave it there and I'll look forward to see what you have. Bye-bye.